Welcome to this special Halloween edition of Actualize.org. The topic of tonight is going to be fear. And the question is, what is that one thing that's worth fearing in your life? What is the one thing that you should fear tonight? And every night for the rest of your life. So, what is the one thing that's worthwhile fearing in your life? The one thing that should be constantly on the top of your mind? Take a second. Take a good guess. Because here at actualize.org, one of the things we preach is lack of fear and getting rid of our fears in the name of emotional self-mastery. But what's perhaps one fear that's a good and healthy fear for you to have, for you to remind yourself of every once in a while? So you don't get complacent. Any guesses? The biggest thing you should fear in your life is that you waste your life. This precious thing that you've got, this one chance, this one instance, this one shot that you get. Just one. You only get one. I look around and throughout my whole life, perhaps what's made me a little bit different than others, I consider myself to be average, fairly ordinary. I don't think of myself as too exceptional. But perhaps in this one thing, I am exceptional. And that's that I recognize that I've only got one life and that means something special to me. And that means that I need to make something special out of it. And that from that one realization, everything else in my life gets reverse engineered around, designed downwards from that point all the way down, from my death all the way down to today. My buddy Robert and I, we used to joke. We would go out a lot to the clubs here in Vegas. And we would joke because we would say that we're living our lives right now, every day, as though we're having a midlife crisis. And we would look and we would point out people who seem like they might have a midlife crisis 20 years from now. Or 10 years from now, or 5 years from now. But we were happy that we were living our lives as though the midlife crisis has already come. Because at the end of your life, you're only going to have regrets over the things you did not do. In my own life, I already feel like I've gone through 2 or 3 midlife crises, and I'm not even 30 yet. And I think that's healthy. Because what I see is I see people stumbling around through life, unmotivated, petty, shallow, pursuing things that they don't know why they're pursuing them, busy, running around like hamsters in a wheel. And I've been guilty of this on a small scale, but somewhere in the back of my mind, on the large scale, I've never really lost track of what we're playing for here, what the ultimate objective is. And that's to make something special of your life and to make sure that every single month and year of your life, you're staying on track with something big and special. Is what you want to live a nice, happy life with a simple family and a 9-to-5 job and then retirement? That is what you're going to do with your one life? That's it? That's what you're going to do? You're going to go, you're going to punch the clock for 8-9 hours a day for 40 years of your life, doing work you have no emotional connection to, doing work that isn't serving the universe or the world in any especially important way. And then you're going to come home, you're going to sit on the TV, you're going to eat some boring food. Maybe you're going to have some boring sex. Maybe you're going to play with your boring kids, teach them some boring things, and then you're going to do that over and over and over again. And then maybe once you retire, you go fishing somewhere, you'll travel once in a while, and that's what your life is going to be. Really? That's what your life is going to be? That's what you're going to do with this one life? Do you realize what this life is? I feel like people don't really understand what life is. I mean, what is life? Look at your hands. Like, look around you. It's amazing. It's pure magic. $12 or $14 billion years ago, there was supposedly a Big Bang. Before that, there was who knows what. Not even nothingness. And then from that Big Bang came out all the matter, all the energy, and it took billions of years for all that to cool down, congeal, create stars. Those stars morphed and drew in dust clouds, created planets, exploded again and again and again, creating heavier and heavier elements until more and more denser planets could be formed. And then 4 billion years ago, we got the Earth. And the Earth was just a molten ball of lava, and then slowly it cooled, it cooled, it cooled, until finally little organisms started to run around it. And then we had 3.5 billion years of evolution. This amazing thing, if you've ever studied the complexity and richness of evolution, it blows your mind, it brings you to tears when you study how intricate everything is and how well it all works together. And from that arose reptiles and amphibians and then mammals and dinosaurs. And then there was a giant cataclysm 65 million years ago that wiped out the dinosaurs and allowed for the mammals to rise. From that, there were tens of millions of years of evolution until finally primates started to become more like what humans are now, hominids. And then from that, there was a whole series of progression and evolution up to the Homo sapien. And that's what you are. And then there were hundreds of thousands of years of evolution upon that, of civilization and culture, technology and language and all of this, and art. And finally, here we are in the 21st century now. And you yourself, what about you? Your mom and your dad, when they got together, the average woman, she has about 150, 200 eggs in her whole life. When your dad had sex with your mom and conceived you, that was 150 million sperm. 150 million sperm plus 150 eggs. What are the odds that it was you that materialized from that? Well, you beat those odds. Not only did you beat those odds, but then you were gestating for 9 months in your mom's stomach, going through 9 months of pregnancy, which not everyone goes through successfully. Many pregnancies don't go through successfully. So you made it through 9 months of pregnancy, and then you were born, and you probably came out relatively healthy, undeformed. You have all your limbs intact, you have your eyesight intact, you have your hearing intact, and everything else about you relatively intact. Not only that, but like, do you realize what you are? You're not a one thing. You're really an amalgamation. An amalgamation, a giant country, as it were, of 40 trillion cells. That's what scientists estimate. 40 trillion cells comprise the human body, roughly speaking. Every single day, you generate 200 billion new blood cells to replace the ones that die and deteriorate with age. And look, we're in the 21st century. So many advances. You live in a good country. You live in a good economy. There's no caste system anymore. There's no slavery anymore. There's no serious wars right now. We have relative political stability. We have laws. We have amazing technology. We have the internet. Basically, right now is the most freest, most amazing time to have been a human being ever. Ever in the history of the universe. That's where we're living right now. That's where you're living right now. And beyond that, just what is this reality that we inhabit? It's like pure magic. It really is. And yet, what do you do with it? You shit all over it. You take this magical thing, and what have you done with it? You've made yourself bored and miserable and depressed and whining and complaining and bitching and moaning and acting the victim and being unmotivated and being petty, worrying about stupid things, holding negative judgments and opinions of others, taking all of this for granted, complaining about the bad economy, complaining about the bad political system, complaining about the direction of your country, complaining about all this stuff, when you should be on your knees thanking whatever gods you believe in, that this stuff exists. It's pure magic. And the worst thing you do, the worst way in which you shit on this, you literally wipe your ass on the face of the earth. You wipe your ass on it by keeping yourself busy with stupid shit. So busy. Oh, but Leo, my life is so full. My life is so important. I've got the kids, and I've got this, and I've got that, and I've got two jobs, and I'm holding down this, and I've got all these hobbies, and I've got all these obligations. Bullshit. You're living a petty fucking life. Your life is petty. It's petty. It's concerned about petty, stupid little things. And the more busy you are, the more petty your life is. I challenge you to live a noble life. Take whatever goals you have for your life, your highest aspirations and visions that you have for yourself, for who you want to be, for what you want to happen in the next 20, 30, 40 years, and change them. They're not noble enough. Change them to something noble. Change them to something beautiful. Change them to something inspiring. And not because I told you to do it, and not because you care about the legacy you leave behind, because none of that matters. Your legacy doesn't matter. Everyone's going to forget about you. No matter how successful you are, in 5 or 10 generations, no one's going to know about you. No one's going to care. But you yourself will care when you're lying on your deathbed. You will care. You will care about what you did with your life, and you will realize then just how precious everything is. Imagine right now that I told you that you only have till the end of today to live. Take that in, soak that in, just imagine that that was the case right now. How would you feel? How precious would suddenly everything become? Would you still be busy with all that important stuff? I want you to change your goals. I want you to take whatever goals you have now, make them less about you, make them more about the beauty of life. What's your work doing that's doing something beautiful to advance the universe that you're living in? What is that? Are you proud of that? Are you proud of the work you're doing? Are you proud of your creative output? If not, set some noble goals right now about that. And then whatever goal you set, write it down and then multiply it by 10. So if you decide that you want to go teach 50 people, instead go teach 500 people. And if you decide that you want to create a green energy company, go make it 5 times bigger, 10 times bigger than you planned. Or go have it help the environment or society or the world in a 10 times more powerful way, in a 10 times more beautiful, more noble way. And see how that makes you feel when you start to think along those lines. Because you know what? You've got a very, very tiny little bit of time left. Very tiny. Very, very tiny. Such a tiny bit of time left. And then when that time comes, you